弟兄同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名开始我们今天早上的聚会。
Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin this morning service.
一起来唱诗284首。
Let's sing hymn 284.
Hallelujah. 奉主圣名我们继续来从圣经上做学习。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, we continue to learn from the Bible.
在过去的这三天当中，我们从以弗所书来看一个信徒信仰生命的成长。
In the last few days, we have been looking at the growth of a believer from the perspective of Ephesians.
就是希望说能够借着成长，最后能够发出耶稣基督的香气来。
Through our development, we in the end can exude the fragrance of our Lord Jesus.
因为信仰是一个不断成长的过程。
Because our faith is a continuous growth.
其实当我们停下了成长的脚步，就是信仰退步的开始。
When you stop growing, you have began to regress.
就好像在坐手扶梯 escalator 一样。
As if you're riding an escalator.
你是坐那个错啊反方向啊那个你是跑那个反方向的手扶梯。
If you're trying to go up by going on the opposite direction.
说你只要停下来，你就是不断的后退。
The minute you stop running, you will descend.
所以信仰的路只有不断的奔跑。
So our journey of faith we must continue to run on our journey of faith.
然后在努力当中，最后达到顶点。
And with our effort, we will reach the end.
才能够越来越像耶稣。
And we will be like Jesus.
所以我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章的第二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
四章的二十节。
4:20.
二十节，你们学了基督，却不是这样。
21.
因如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，22节。
22.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，23节。
23.
又要将你们的心智改换一新，24.
24.
并且要穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。在这里保罗告诉以弗所教会的信徒。
Here Paul told the members at Ephesus.
说当你们信了耶稣以后，你们就跟过去的生命不一样了。
Now once you believe in Lord Jesus, you are no longer you are different from your old self.
因为以弗所教会大部分都是外邦的信徒。
Because most of the members of Ephesus are Gentiles.
所以在信主之前，他们实际是过着一个拜偶像的生活。
So prior to believing, they worshipped idols.
因为生活很混乱，没有什么道德的观念。
Because they have very little moral standards.
所以活在淫乱的生活里。
So they lived in a promiscuous lifestyle.
而且他们的环境非常的复杂。
And they have complicated lifestyles.
所以在信主之前，他们的行为其实是非常的不好。
So before believing, becoming a Christian, they practiced promiscuous conduct.
所以在这里，保罗特别的来提醒他们。
So here, Paul reminded them.
告诉他们说，你们是不一样的人。
That you are a different man.
因为你们是被神所拣选。
Now you have been selected.
是神所喜爱。
You are loved.
是成为神的儿女。
You are a child of God.
你有尊贵的身份。
You have a prestigious status now.
那自然而然，你就要开始尊重你的身份，活出一个不一样的生活。
Naturally, then you will live a different lifestyle.
这句话不只是对以弗所教会的信徒所说。
This is not only spoken to the members of Ephesus.
其实也是对我们今天所有信主归入真道的人所说的。
This is spoken to all of us who have believed in the Lord.
说我们过去的生活没有什么值得骄傲。
We have nothing to be proud of in our, for our previous life.
但是在信主之后，神给我们一个新的开始的机会。
But once we believe in the Lord, we have a new beginning.
所以在这里保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
他说，你们既然学了基督。
Now you have learned Christ.
就不要再像以前的生活一样。
Do not be like your old self.
既然已经学了基督。
If you have learned from Christ, you have believed in Christ.
就不要再跟外面的人那样。
You cannot be the same as the people outside.
所以在这里保罗告诉我们。
Here Paul tells us.
21节。
Verse 21.
他告诉我们说，我们要听过他的道，领了他的教，要学了他的真理。
That you have heard him, you have taught by him, and now you must learn his truth.
在这里告诉我们说，认识耶稣是有一个过程的。
So here it describes a process for believing in the Lord Jesus.
你要先从听见开始。
It begins with hearing.
但是有的人听见不见得愿意接受。
You might have heard, but you may not accept.
有人觉得听了以后觉得也没有什么大不了的。
You might have heard, but you didn't think anything of it.
所以不见得每一个听过的人都能够最后认识耶稣。
So not all that have heard will believe in the Lord.
所以听见只是一个开端，只是一个只是一个进入的第一步而已。
So hearing about Lord Jesus is just a beginning.
所以当我们今天听到耶稣，听到圣经上的道理。
So when we have heard about Lord Jesus and teachings of the Bible.
这时候我们必须要做出一个选择。
Then we have to make a choice.
有两条路可以走。
We have two choices.
这两条路会带到完全不一样的方向，完全不同的结果。
And the two choices will each lead to different outcomes.
所以在这里保罗说，你们听了以后，你们就要领受这个教。
He says that once you once you hear him, you must be taught by him.
你一个人要领受，必须要先学会谦卑。
Because in order to accept and be taught, you must be humble.
因为你要把东西拿进来，你一定需要有空间。
In order to learn something new, to accept something new, you must have some space.
就像一个杯子。
Like a cup.
如果这个杯子已经满了水，
If the cup is full of liquid,
你在努力往里面倒，也只是流出来而已。
If you keep pouring, the water will just spill out.
所以一个人如果要能够领受主的教，
So if a person is to accept the Lord's teachings,
他必须要先能够谦卑，在内心里面留下空间。
We must first humble ourselves and empty space in our hearts.
这样的人才有可能把主耶稣的教训接到心中。
And then the Lord Jesus' teachings will be learned by our hearts.
所以圣经里面为什么讲说神阻挡骄傲的人啊？
That's why the Bible says God will stop the proud.
神为什么会悦纳那个谦卑的人？
But God will oppose the proud and accept the humble.
因为谦卑的人才有办法领受教训。
Because those who are humbled can accept his teaching.
但是在这里说，领受教训并不是你信仰的，并不是信仰的结束。
This is not the end, though, just by being accepting his word.
接下来讲说，你要学习他的真理。
Then it continues to say, you must accept the truth.
所以在这里啊，告诉我们说，信仰成长有三个步骤。
So there are three steps to our faith development.
你要先听。
You have to listen.
听见之后，你要能够接受。
Once you listened, you must accept.
但是接受之后，是一个不断学习、不断进步的过程。
And then once you accept, it's a continuous learning and improvement.
因为我们刚刚讲过，当你拒绝了学习，你就是不断的在退步。
Because as we mentioned, if you refuse to learn, then you have regressed.
有一次啊，我跟一个老弟兄我跟一个老弟兄在说话。
One time I was having a conversation with an elderly member.
这个老弟兄啊，从小信主啊，已经信了快70年了。
And the member had been a believer for about 70 some years.
我有一次就跟他说啊。
So I said,
我跟他说，我们下个礼拜有福音茶会啊，你要不要来啊？
So I said, hey, we have gospel tea next week. Would you like to join us?
他跟我说啊，他说这种活动我已经不需要参加了。
He replied, well, I don't need to attend these kinds of activities anymore.
他说啊，这个是给慕道者啊，给新信徒的啊，我已经超过了，我不需要了。
He says, well, those are for new members and for truth seekers. I'm an old believer. I don't need to attend.
当我们觉得说自己很多、很够、很满了。
When we feel that we have abundance, that we are full.
其实就是我们没有进步，没有越来越接近神的期望。
Then it is the beginning of us not expecting, and be hopeful for the Lord.
所以在启示录里面告诉我们。
It tells us in the book of Revelation.
在启示录的第三章。
Revelations chapter 3.
启示录第三章的第十七节。
Revelations 3:17.
十七节
，17。
这里老底家教会啊，他说我是富足的，我已经发了财，我一样也不缺，却不知道说你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的啊。在这里啊，神在责备老底家教会。
Here God rebuked the Laodicean church。
老底家教会觉得说我已经很好了。
The church thinks that they are pretty good.
你看我又热心，我又爱主，我又富足，我参与很多圣工，我什么都有。
He says, "I am rich. I am wealthy. I'm in need of nothing."
但是神说你却不知道你是贫穷、可怜、瞎眼的。
But Lord Jesus said, "You do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked."
所以今天我们要不断的学习、长进，要花时间下功夫在我们个人的灵修。
So we must put in effort and continuously improve our personal, spiritual, learning.
所以在这里特别讲说我们要学他的真理。
So here it tells us that we must learn his truth.
这个才叫做学习基督的榜样。
And this is what it means to imitate the Lord Jesus.
所以在我们的信仰路上我们信主信越久，我们要越来越进步，越来越努力。
So in our journey of faith, the further we walk along this journey, the better we must be in our faith and improve.
有一次听到一个老工人在分享。
So once I heard from a senior worker.
他说真的圣经学的越多，才发现自己懂得越少
He says the more I learn the truth, the more I feel that I know very little.
他说他以前刚刚信耶稣的时候。
Said when I was just an early believer.
常常读经，常常祷告，常常觉得自己什么都懂
When I just believed, I read the Bible, I prayed all the time, and I felt like I was pretty learned.
但是信主多年，侍奉多年，做传道多年。
But after years of serving the Lord, years of believing.
阅读发现，原来自己懂得真的很少。
And the more I realize that I know very little.
知道自己懂得很少，就要更加的努力去学习。
But because he knew that he knows very little, so he will continue to learn.
然后就在谦卑当中越来越进步。
And in his humility, he will grow.
所以这个是我们认识道理、学习耶稣的方法。
This is one way for us to learn the truth and imitate the Lord.
我们看回来以弗所书的四章二十二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
二十二节说，你要脱去你从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的在这里保罗告诉我们
Here Paul tells us
他说既然我们已经学了耶稣的道理我们既然已经明白圣经上的教训
So you have learned Christ's teachings and you have understood his teachings
我们必须要把所学习到的道理转换成为我们今天生活的态度
You have to transform the teachings into our conduct and behavior
今天如果你道理懂得很多
Today if you know you have a lot of knowledge about the truth
但是你在行为上没有办法表现出来
If that knowledge is not transformed into behavior
其实到最后我们跟法利赛人并没有什么两样
Then how are you different from the Pharisees
所以主耶稣常常责备法利赛人
So that's why Jesus often rebuked the Pharisees
说他们是粉饰的坟墓
He says you are a graveyard
Whitewashed说外面洗得很干净，外面弄得很整齐。
That you are beautiful and clean on the outside.
但是里面只有污秽，里面只有死人骨头而已。
But you are dead bones and you are corrupt inside.
因为法利赛人道理懂得很多。
Because the Pharisees are very knowledgeable.
而且说出来是头头是道。
And they are very eloquent in their speech.
但是他们的生活，他们的行为却没有办法让人来称赞。
But their conducts are not praiseworthy.
主耶稣讲说他们会禁食。
Jesus says, yes, they fast.
他们也会献上十一捐。
Yes, they tithe.
啊，但是啊，没有人看见的时候啊，会去欺负孤儿寡妇，抢夺他们的财产啊。
But when they believe that no one is watching, they will deceive the poor and the widowed.
哦，所以主耶稣讲说，哇，你们这些啊，都是假冒为善的人。
So Jesus says,
You're hypocrites.
You are hypocrites.
哦，在其实法利赛人原本并不是这样。
So this is not how Pharisees.Started.
法利赛人的出现大概是在主耶稣之前800年左右，主前800年左右。
Pharisees sect began about 800 BC.
就是有一群人，他们觉得社会非常的堕落，道德非常的沦丧，他们希望过出一个不一样的生活。
Because it was from a group of people who felt that the society was very corrupt, they wanted to live a different life.
所以啊，他们就离开了这个社会，自己单独的去生活。
So they left society and began their own living community.
所以啊，法利赛这个字，这个名字的意思叫做分别。
So the word Pharisee means separation.
就是这一群很虔诚、有信仰的人，他们离开大家，过着一个非常简单的生活。
Meaning that this very group of very devout members, they left the society to live a very holy life.
然后呢，就自己种种菜啊，自己耕种，自己就是过非常生活非常简单，大部分时间就是读经。
They lived a very self-sufficient, simple life, and they spent their time reading the scriptures.
来期望说能够跟神更亲近，活出一个圣洁属灵的生活。
In hopes to draw closer to God and to live a holy life.
所以啊，法利赛人为什么会得到许多人的尊重？
So that is why Pharisees are respected.
就是因为他们脱离了世上的罪恶，来追求一个更亲近神的日子。
So it is because they have left the corruptness of the world to pursue a more simple, holy life.
但是很可惜啦，随着时间过去，人就渐渐的改变。
Unfortunately, as time passed, people changed.
因为很多人称赞他们。
Because they were praised.
大家都说他们好属灵。
People called them as holy.
我们觉得说他们圣经最懂。
People sought their scripture knowledge.
然后都要尊称他们作为老师。
And they were praised to be teachers.
所以啊，在人的称赞当中，就渐渐的忘了自己是谁。
And through the praise of others, they've forgotten who they are.
慢慢改变，变成骄傲。
They began to change and become proud.
喜欢别人的掌声，喜欢被人所看见。
They like to be praised and applauded and seen by others.
所以到最后，到了主耶稣时代，法利赛人变成假冒为善的名字。
So by Jesus' time, the Pharisee's name has been equated to hypocrites.
但是原本并不是这样。
But that's not how they started.
所以啊，时间常常是一个人信仰最大的挑战跟最大的敌人。
So time is often the most biggest enemy to our faith.
因为在时间当中，人会渐渐的忘记自己。
Because through time we forget ourselves.
在时间当中忘记原本的坚持。
Because through time we forget our original goal.
我们想想说，当我们刚刚信主、刚刚接触信仰的时候。
Just recall the first time we believed in Jesus.
从洗礼上来得到圣灵的那一刻。
From the moment we were baptized, the moment we received the Holy Spirit.
我们内心当中有多么的感动。
How we were touched.
我们立下了决心，要一辈子爱主，一辈子跟随主，要热心服事，绝不离开。
How we've made that determination to never leave God, to always serve God for the rest of our life.
但是随着时间慢慢过去了。
As time passed, though.
三年、五年、十年、二十年。
3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20.
那个起初的感动，那个起初的热忱，那个起初的决心。都到哪里去了？
That beginning love for Christ, that determination, they have all washed away.
有一个人啊。
I know someone.
有一个人啊，他的生活当中遇到了他的人生里面遇到了一个非常非常大的患难。
Who encountered a great tribulation.
所以啊，他的同事哦，是我们教会的信徒，他的同事就邀请他到教会来信主。
So this person, friend, a colleague was a member of our church, and so the colleague invited this person with the tribulation to our church.
然后跟他说啊，在人解决不了的问题，你就拿到神的面前。
And said, the problems that are not solvable by man, bring it to the Lord.
啊，真的啊，在绝望当中无路可走，他就来到教会。
So in facing a dead end, this person came to church.
啊，来教会，然后祷告得圣灵，感受到主的恩典。啊，主也为他开路，解决他的问题。
And this person came, believed, received the Holy Spirit, and the Lord solved his problem.
他就跟他的同事哈，就是我们的我们的教会的弟兄说啊。
And then this person said to our brother,
他说哇，我被你害死啦！你怎么不早一点介绍我去你们教会呢？
And said, you should have introduced me to your church long before. Why didn't you?
你看啊，害我啊，受这么多的苦啊。
You made me go through all this suffering.
啊，结果啊，信主十年之后。
So forward 10 years.
啊，他跟这个他的同事，就是我们的弟兄讲啊。
He said again to our brother.
他说我被你害死啦！你那么早叫我信耶稣做什么？
And again, he said, "Well, you ruined my life. Why did you ask me introduce me to your truth so early?"
你看呐、啊，我那些朋友啊，都用一些不好的方法，现在大家都发财了。
You look at my other friends who's used other illegal methods and have gained a lot of wealth.
啊，可是我会怕、啊，因为我知道有神，我会怕、啊。你看我都不敢，所以我都没有发财。
So now I was afraid to use those same methods to gain wealth, and look,
你看啊,
I didn't gain all this money.
你看啊，我身旁的人啊，他们啊啊，都是靠着这种各种方式，大家都往上升迁，只有我还在留在原地踏步啊。
Look at people around me. Everybody has advanced in their careers, but I'm still in the same position.
你那么早叫我信耶稣做什么？
Why did you introduce your God to me so early?
哦，其实啊，他也知道信耶稣对，他也知道信耶稣好啊。
He knew that it is good to believe. It is good and correct to believe in the Lord.
啊，他只是觉得说，哎呀，付出代价很大，损失很多。你看呐、啊，我有很多我想做的、想得到的，我都得不到了。
It's just that he thought, well, if I done that, then I'm losing all these other things I want from the world.
但是他忘了十年前人生走到绝境。
But this person forgot. 10 years prior, he was at a dead end.
在绝望当中，亮光照进来的时候，那种感动。
In the moment of despair, how the light has shone upon him.
哦，所以人真的会在时间当中渐渐的忘记了起初神所赐的恩典。
So through time, yes, we tend to forget how the Lord had initially blessed us.
哦，所以时间常常是我们生命中最大的挑战。
So time.Is one of the most challenging events, things we face for keeping our faith.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说啊，人是在私欲的迷惑中，一点一点，慢慢的变坏的。
So here it says, in our deceitful lusts, we slowly become corrupt.
哦，因为英文它是 grow 嘛，对不对？它是Grow into corruption 嘛，它是哦，越长越大，越长越大，就长到 corruption 里面去了。
The English phrasing uses the old man which grows corrupt.
啊，我们大家有种东西都知道啊，你不会说啊，今天撒种子，哇，明天结果实啊，都是慢慢来的。
If you've ever tried to grow vegetation, you know that there's no such thing as planting the seed today and having a plant tomorrow.
哦，所以啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，最可怕的就是你在不知不觉当中。渐渐的偏离了你原本的道路。
So what is more dreadful, the most dreadful is that you slowly, and unawarely slowly grew away from God.
啊，使徒在创世纪里面告诉我们。
In Genesis, it says.
他说啊，亚伯拉罕跟罗德两个人分开之后。
After Lot and Abraham split.
他说啊，我们都知道罗德选了上好的。迦南平原。
We know that Lot had chosen the beautiful land of Canaan.
啊，所以啊，圣经里面讲说那个地很美好啊，在他说好像神的园子一样。
The Bible described the land as the Garden of Eden.
啊，但是圣经怎么说
？But what does also the Bible say？
啊，告诉我们说啊，罗德住在这个地，然后渐渐的挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
It says, Lot dwelt in that land and slowly moved closer to the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，到最后就到最后就搬进去了啊。
And in the end, he moved into the city.
其实啊，一开始罗德并没有想要住到所多玛里面。
So in the beginning, Lot did not want to move into the city.
难道罗德不知道说那个地方的人非常罪恶，神不喜欢那里吗
？Do you think he didn't know that people of the city are sinful and despised by the Lord?
他知道啊。
He knew.
因为他是一个有信仰的人。
Because he had faith.
他有一个很好的 uncle， 很好的伯伯，这个亚伯拉罕啊。
His uncle taught him well.
啊，所以啊，他一开始只是想要选一个比较好的生活环境。
So his initial decision was based on having a better living condition.
想要过得好有错吗？
Is it wrong to have a better environment?
为了家庭选择一块美地，难道不对吗？
For your family, you chose a better land. Is that wrong?
没有错啊。
Nope.
只是他有一件事没有看到。
Except it missed one thing.
就是这里说他所选择那一块地继续往下走，就是索多玛俄摩拉了。
That he chose on that land, he kept going, and it ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah.
接着在时间当中，他渐渐的挪移帐篷。
And as time passed, he slowly moved closer, his tent closer.
啊，到最后就是搬到索多玛里面。
And in the end, he moved into the city of Sodom and Gomorrah.
啊，甚至到最后，在索多玛里，他失去了所有的一切。
And through, in that city, he lost everything.
在当年，原本他从来没有想到自己要搬到索多玛。
I'm sure in the beginning, he never thought he would one day lived in the city.
但是人在渐渐改变当中。最后就到了你从来没有想到的地方。
As we gradually change, we will end up somewhere we never expected.
哦，所以我们不要轻忽小事啊。
So never take light of any small events.
有时候一点小事、一点小的问题，如果你不去处理、不去面对，到最后可能会毁掉我们的人生跟信仰。
Because if you don't take care of a small problem, it might become a big problem and ruin your faith in the end.
因为在这里讲说，人是渐渐的变坏，慢慢的被迷惑的。
Here it says our corruption grows slowly.
啊，所以我们要谨慎我们的生活环境。
So we have to be very alert of our living environment.
我们更要小心我们身旁的朋友。
We have to be aware of our friends.
啊，并不是说基督徒只能有教会里的朋友，不能够有外面的朋友，并不是这样啊。
I'm not saying that we cannot have friends who are not church members.
而是我们要谨慎小心挑选我们的朋友。
We just have to be selective in choosing our friends.
因为圣经里面讲说，滥交朋友的会自取败坏。
Because the Bible says, when we make corrupt friends, we will ruin ourselves.
有的朋友他会给我们带来好处，带来帮助，是值得我们学习效法的榜样。
Because we have friends that will be good, set good examples for us to imitate.
啊，但是我们如果常常跟一些不好的朋友在一起，渐渐的我们就会越来越像他们。
But if we hang out with corrupt friends, then we will slowly become like them.
啊，所以小心我们的生活环境，小心我们身旁的人。
So we should be careful where we live and our environments, our surroundings, and our friends.
啊，让我们没有那个渐渐变坏的机会。
So that there is no chance for us to slowly grow corrupt.
我们看回来以弗所书的第四章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 4.
24节。
Verse 24.
24节。这里说要穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。啊，在这里告诉我们说，保罗说你还要再进一步啊。
Here Paul tells us you must go one step further.
所以我们看到说，保罗讲到信仰成长的三个阶段。
So Paul mentions three steps to our faith development.
第一个叫做学习主的真理。
First is to learn the truth.
第二个叫做改变脱去过去的恶行。
Second is to transform and get rid of your old selves.
啊，但是这样子还不够哦。
That's not enough.
我们不要以为我没有犯罪就已经很好了。
Do not think that you don't sin is sufficient.
啊，我已经很好了，我已经跟以前不一样。我现在不犯罪，不拜偶像，不做恶事，我已经 OK 了。
That I don't do sinful things, I don't worship idols, I'm good.
啊，是啦，比起你以前来讲，你是进步很多。
Indeed, compared to your old self, you have made great progress.
啊，所以怎么样？给你拍拍手可以吗？
Should I applaud? Should we applaud you?
但是主耶稣讲不够啊。
Jesus says, no, that's not enough.
我们昨天有讲说啊，说主人会到园子里面来找果子。
We mentioned yesterday that the master will come to the garden and look for fruits.
一年、两年、三年，不断的在那里找。
One year, two years, three years.
他说：“你到最后如果没有结出果子来
，master will continue to check.
没有办法有行为与你悔改的心相称。
If there's no fruits to be found that can be equate to your belief.
不管你信多久啊
，doesn't matter how long you've believed.
圣经里面讲说，砍掉，丢到外面去了。
Bible says.You will be cut off and thrown into the outside.
有时候我们都觉得说啊，神是爱啊，神是慈悲啊，神是怜悯啊，啊没有关系，怎么做都好啦，主耶稣爱我啊。
We says, well, you know, God loves us. God will forgive me for this.
我们常常听到有些其他的基督徒这样讲，不是吗？
We hear this excuse a lot.
啊，犯罪没关系啦，主有怜悯，他会赦免。
It's okay to sin once in a while because our Lord is full of mercy and will forgive us.
我们发觉说啊，有时候我们对圣经的认识啊，很奇怪啊。
This might remind us that we have different interpretation of the Bible.
就是啊，我们把旧约的神跟新约的神好像搞成两个不一样的神啊。
That we describe the Old Testament God and the New Testament God as two different gods.
哇，旧约的神好严厉啊。
The Old Testament God is very strict.
哇，新约的神好慈爱呀。
But the New Testament God is full of love.
我在这里提醒大家啊，我们所拜的旧约神、新约神都是同一个神啊。
Let me remind you, the Old Testament, the New Testament God is the same God.
哦，所以啊，神有严厉的一面，有慈爱的一面。
So God is stern on one side, and He's also merciful.
罗马书告诉我们什么？
What does Romans tell us?
罗马书说啊，对那些跌倒失败的神是严厉的。
It says that if you have fallen, God will judge you.
但是对那些遵守道理、听命守约的，他是施以慈爱怜悯的。
But those who have observed His word and follow His commands, God will show mercy.
所以旧约到新约，神是一样的。
So God is the same God from the Old Testament to the New.
旧约说什么？
What does the Old Testament say?
旧约说以牙还牙，以眼还眼，不是吗？
That tooth for a tooth and eye for an eye.
哇，好严厉啊，好可怕啊！
It's scary.
其实新约讲什么？
But what does the New Testament say?
说你用什么量器量给人，神就用什么量器量给你，不是一样吗？
How you measure others, God will measure the same.
你仔细想想，你仔细想想，是不是一样？都是以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
Isn't it the same as the tooth for a tooth and eye for an eye?
所以旧约到新约，它的观念是一致的。
So the Old Testament concepts and the New Testament concepts
are aligned. 就是你撒的，你种的是什么，你收的就是什么。
What you plant is what you will reap.
啊，希伯来书里面告诉我们啊。
Hebrew tells us.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十章
Hebrews chapter 10
我们看希伯来书的第十章
Hebrews 10
第36节
Verse 36
三十六节
36.
啊，这里讲说你们要忍耐，使你们行完神的旨意，就能得到所应许的。37说还有一点时候，那要来的就来，并不延迟。38，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。啊，所以在这里啊，神讲得非常清楚啊。
Here God clearly says.
他说啊，如果你退后，神就不喜欢你啦。
That if you draw back.You will no longer please God.
哦，所以啊，神既然不喜欢你，他就是不要你，不接受你啦。
What does not pleasing God mean? It means that He no longer wants you.
希伯来书是新约还是旧约？
Now is Hebrews a New Testament?
是新约啊，他没有讲说啊，因为神爱你啊，所以你退后也没有关系呀。
Is in the New Testament, so it doesn't say, well, just because you draw back.God says it doesn't matter.
这里讲说你退后就要入沉沦啊。
Here it says, God says, if you draw back, then you will be corrupted.
啊，我们看希伯来书的十二章的二十九节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 29.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
他说，因为我们的神乃是烈火啊。希伯来书是新约还是旧约？
Hebrews, is it New Testament or Old Testament?
希伯来书是新约啊。
It is the New Testament.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们所拜的神乃是烈火啊。
That the God we worship, He is fire.
哦，所以啊，对那些不虔诚的人，对那些犯罪离弃的，神就是烈火。
So to those who are not faithful, to those who are corrupt, God is fire.
啊，但是对那些啊遵守神的诫命，走在神的路上，神就要大施慈爱。
For those who observe God's word and walk in His path, He will show mercy.
啊，所以在这里告诉我们说，我们一定要结出果子来。
So we must produce fruit.
因为神不开玩笑，到最后你没有结出果子，就是把你砍掉。你就是把你丢出去了。
Because it is no joking matter. In the end, if you do not bear fruit, you will be cut off.
所以今天我们坐在这里。
Today you are here.
我们信主，我们信主，我们归入基督。
We have believed. We have become part of Christ.
我们用了一生，我们投资大量的时间在我们的信仰。
We have invested a lot of time into our faith.
所以我们要确定，我们最后一定要能够得着永生，一定要能够进入天国啊。
So you should ensure that in the end we will enter the heavenly kingdom.
要不然你今天所付出的一切都没有了价值。
Otherwise, everything you have invested today is worthless.
我对一个基督徒来讲。
For a Christian,
说我们今天一生当中最大的投资就是我们的信仰。
The largest investment of your life should be your faith.
你算一算哦，你一辈子要花多少时间在教会
？You should calculate how much time in your lifetime you will spend in church.
所以一辈子的时间、一辈子的奉献跟一辈子的守道。
You have given your lifetime worth of worship, was observance.
所以啊, 你一辈子把最大的投资投资在你的信仰上面。
You have given the in your life the largest investment you made is toward your faith.
你就一定要确定你的投资能够得到它所结出的果实。
So you must ensure that your faith produces the fruit, the outcome you want.
就是我们要确定我们每一个人最后一定都可以得救。
You must be assured that in the end you will be saved.
这样子你所花下的付出的努力才有它的价值。
Otherwise, all the investment then your investments that you've put in will be worth it.
所以在这里说, 我们的生活当中一定要结出信仰的果子来。
So here it tells us that in our lives we must have bear fruits.
所以信仰的生活就是三件事情。
So our life of faith encompasses of three things.
学习道理,
learn the truth.
脱离罪恶,
is to separate from sin.
跟结出属灵的善果, 就是这三件事情而已。
And to produce good fruits.
说啊, 如果我们能够做到这三件,
if we can accomplish these things,
我们就会带着神的形象, 有得救天国的把握。
And we will have the image of Christ and have the guarantee to the heavenly kingdom.
说我们会有真理的仁义跟圣洁在我们的生命里面。
We shall have the righteousness of truth with us.
我们自然会成为神所喜爱蒙爱的儿女。
And we shall be the children that he loves.
我们看回来以弗所书的第五章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章的第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这里讲说, 所以你们该效法神, 好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样, 第二节,
Verse 2.
也要凭爱心行事, 正如基督爱我们, 为我们舍了自己, 做馨香的供物和祭物, 献给神。 我们翻过来看第八节。
And skip to verse 8.
第八节说, 从前你们是暗昧的, 但如今在主里是光明的, 行事为人就当像光明的儿女。 我们再跳过来看第十五节。
And skip to verse 15.
十五节说, 你们要谨慎行事, 不要像愚昧人, 当像智慧人。 16.
16.
说要爱惜光阴, 因为现今的世代邪恶。 在这里呢, 当我们进到以弗所书的第五章,
When we start Ephesians 5.
他告诉我们说, 我们大家都要成为神所喜爱的儿女。
That we must be dear children of God.
这个叫做学了基督, 这个叫做有基督的形象。
That means to have the image and be imitators of Christ.
说哇, 你有基督的形象, 你就成为蒙神所爱的儿女。
If you have the image of Christ, you will be dear children.
但是在这里, 保罗继续告诉我们,
But Paul continues
他说,
to say,
我们是蒙慈爱的儿女。
That we are children of love.
既然成为神所爱的儿女,
Since we are loved,
接下来就讲到三件事了。
Then there are three things we need to
讲到三种身份,
three statuses,
讲到三个表现,
three conduct,
讲到三个要求,
and three things that we must do.
说啊, 在这里保罗继续跟我们, 告诉我们说, 神所要的, 神在我们的生命里面到底要的是什么。
So here Paul continues to say, well, what does God want from our lives?
第二节告诉我们说, 我们要行在 爱心当中。
Verse 2 tells us we must walk in love.
第八节告诉我们说, 我们要行在光明里面。
Verse 8 tells us we have to be in the light.
第十五节告诉我们说, 我们要走在智慧的道上。
And we must walk on the path with wiseness.
所以啊, 要成为一个蒙慈爱的儿女, 要被神所喜爱。
In order to become the children of God and be loved by God,
你必须要成为一个有爱心的人。
You have to have love.
你必须要走在光明当中。
You must walk in the light.
你必须要在智慧里面经营你的人生。
And you must have wisdom in managing your life.
说这三样东西我们都成功。
So when you succeed in all these three aspects,
成为有爱心的儿女, 成为有光明的儿女, 成为有智慧的儿女,
to become the children of love, the children of light, and the children of wisdom,
你才能够成为神所爱的孩子。
And you become children that are loved by God.
什么叫做凭爱心行事, 什么叫做走在爱, 走在爱中呢?
What does it mean to walk in love?
我们看回来第五章的第二节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 2.
这里说, 正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己呀。
As he has loved us, and he has given himself, sacrificed himself for us.
所以什么叫做走在爱中的儿女?
What does it mean to walk in love?
在这里说啊, 你要以基督耶稣为你的榜样。
You have to use Jesus as your example.
基督耶稣给我们留下的榜样是什么?
What is the model that our Lord Jesus has left?
叫做爱那个不可爱的。
He loved those who are not unlovable.
在神的眼中其实我们一点都不可爱啊。
In God's eyes, we are unlovable.
脏的脏, 臭的臭, 满身病的满身病啊。
We are dirty, filthy, full of sickness.
所以啊，其实在神的光明跟绝对的圣洁当中，我们非常非常的不可爱。
In God's light and holiness, we are unlovable.
哦，就好像啊，你今天呢 你今天到外面去去抓昆虫哦。
For example, if
你拿个网子啊，去抓昆虫啊。
And you try to catch some insects.
哦，你喜欢抓什么？喜欢抓蝴蝶啊。
Of course, you like to catch the butterflies.
啊，因为蝴蝶很漂亮啊。
Because they're pretty.
啊，但是很少人会抓毛毛虫回家。
Who wants a caterpillar?
啊，或者是啊，抓那个那个叫 slug， 那个也很黏黏的，那个爬来爬去软，那个很恶心啊。
Or a slug.
啊，所以啊，为什么？因为它不可爱啊。
Why? Because they're not cute.
所以人都会有美感，人都会追求那个美丽的、喜欢的、好的、可爱的。
So we want.What's beautiful? What's cute? What's pleasing?
啊，这个是这是人的天性，人会挑选那个可爱的。
That's our human nature.
啊，但是在这里神告诉我们哦。
But here God says.
啊，在这里圣经告诉我们说，神是神的牺牲是为那些不可爱的来牺牲啊。
God's sacrifice is for those who are not cute and pleasing.
因为当主耶稣钉十字架的时候。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他是为谁钉十字架？
Who did he die for?
为了在底下那些嘲笑他、拿石头丢他的，为了这些不可爱的人来钉十字架。
He was nailed on the cross for those below who mocked him abused him.
啊，他说啊，神的爱就这样子显明出来了。
This is how God manifested His love.
啊，所以啊，什么叫做行走在爱中？
What does it mean to walk in love?
我们要以耶稣基督的爱来做我们学习的榜样。
Now we have to use Christ's love as our model.
今天如果你只爱那个可爱的
，Today if you only love what is adorable,
他说这个有什么呢？谁都做得到啊。
That's nothing new. Everybody can do that.
有信主没有信主的都是一样啊，都是爱那个可爱的啊。
Whether you're a believer or not believer, everybody loves things that are cute.
啊，但是今天你学习耶稣基督的榜样。
But today, if you want to imitate Lord Jesus,
就算那个不可爱的、没有人要的，你都能够多爱他一点。
You will love those who are despised, who no one wants to love.
被人看不起、被人轻忽的，你重视他一点。
Those who are not looked upon by others.
在那个角落的、没有人陪伴的、没有人喜欢的，你主动去接近他一点。
Those in the corner who no one wants to touch or talk to, you will go.
说这个才叫做行走在爱中。
That is what it means to walk in love.
而如同主耶稣，他的爱是为那些不可爱的来牺牲。
Just like Jesus.Whose love was for those who are not adorable.
啊，甚至为了我们来牺牲他自己，舍了他自己呀。
And he ultimately offered and sacrificed himself.
他说，这种爱才能够真正的感动天上神的心啊。
Because only that kind of love can move the God of heaven.
啊，所以在雅各书里面告诉我们。
So the book of James tells us.
他说啊，你不要哦，只看外貌哦。
So don't just look at the appearance.
他说啊，那个有钱人进来教会啊，哇，你赶快把他迎上。坐好的位置啊。
If you see a well-dressed rich man walk into the chapel, you will give the best seat to this person.
我们来看一下雅各书啊。
Let's turn to the book of James.
我们来看雅各书的第二章。
James chapter 2.
第二章。
James chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，我的弟兄们，你们信奉我们荣耀的主耶稣基督，就不可按着外貌待人。第二节
，Verse 2。
若有一个人戴着金戒指，穿着华美的衣服进你们的会堂，有一个穷人穿着肮脏衣服也进去。第三
，Three。
你们看中那个穿华美衣服的说，坐在这好位上，对那个穷人说，你站在这里，你坐在我的脚凳。啊，第四节
，Four。
这岂不是你们偏心待人，用恶意断定人吗？第五节
，Five。
我亲爱的弟兄啊，请听，神岂不是拣选世上的贫穷人，叫他们在信上富足，承受那应许给那些爱他之人的国吗？啊，所以在这里告诉我们
，Here tells us，
说什么叫做真实的爱心，像耶稣基督一样
？What is a true love that's like？Of Christ.
就是不要凭着外貌来对待别人。
Now we don't treat others by their appearance.
啊，不管一个人是富足还是贫穷。
Whether a person is poor or rich.
啊，或者是非常成功高高在上，或者是非常普通，就是普通百姓。
Whether the person is successful or average.
啊，今天啊，在教会里面，在我们的心中都是一样的。
Today, as a member of our church, they are the same.
啊，所以啊，不用外貌待人，就叫做真实的爱心。
So when we treat others without considering their appearance is true love.
愿意为人付出多一点，就叫做走在爱中。
If we're willing to do a little bit more for others, it means walk in love.
第八节以下告诉我们说，我们也是光明的儿女。
In verse 8, it tells us that we are children of light.
说我们要走在爱中，要走在光明当中。
That when we walk in the lights, we have to walk in love and walk in the light.
为什么要走在光中呢？
What does it mean to walk in light?
因为你走在光中，你的生命就没有黑暗。
Because when you walk in the light, there is no darkness in your life.
当你生命当中没有黑暗，你就可以平安的见神，平安的平安的来到神的面前。
When there is no darkness in your life, then you can face God without fear.
当人生走到最后，
When you walk toward the end of life,
当最后我们要面对审判的主，
When we're about to face Lord of
judgment, 主坐在那个荣耀的大宝座上面，
that facing our Lord who sits on the glorious throne,
要按照每个人的行为来判定个人。
Our Lord will judge us according to our deeds.
说到最后啊，每个人在神面前会有不同的反应。
In the end, we all react differently to the throne.
有一种叫做恐惧战惊。
There will be one where standing there with fear.
没有办法站立，没有办法站立在神的面前。
They will be afraid to stand before the Lord.
有一种叫做犹疑不定，不太确定啊。
There will be those who are unsure.
因为没有把握自己到底能不能得救。
Because they're not sure whether they will be saved or not.
但是有一种叫做欢喜迎接。
There will be a group of people who will who will receive this event joyfully.
就像亚伯拉罕。
Just like Abraham.
就像保罗。
Paul.
就像彼得。
Peter.
他说啊，哎呀，我等这一天已经等很久了。
They would say, I have been waiting for this day for a long time.
我好希望啊，耶稣早点再来啊，我好希望啊，审判日早点再来啊。
I am really hoping for an early arrival of Judgment Day.
因为对很多人来讲，审判日的来临是恐惧的开始。
Because for many people, the Judgment Day is the beginning of fear.
但是对有些人来讲，审判日只是领奖赏的日子啊。
But for others, the day of judgment is the day that they will receive the prize.
因此有人是在恐惧当中离世。
Some people die and their lives in fear.
有人却是在平安稳妥当中准备去领奖赏啦。
Others are died in peace and are ready to receive the prize.
所以谁可以在神面前没有恐惧，没有战惊呢？
So who will not have fear standing before the Lord?
就是一辈子努力走在光明当中的人。
It is those who have spent their lifetime enduring and walk in the light.
所以他们的生命是在神面前敞开。
That they will reveal their life before the Lord.
如同大卫在诗篇里面所说。
Just like David said in the Psalms.
大卫说，来呀，你看看我的里面啊。
David says, please come and see inside of
me. 说神啊，你看我里面啊，看看有什么不对的没有啊。
Examine me, examine if I have any blemish.
因为他在神面前是敞开的，是光明的。
Because he before the Lord is light, is open.
说我们也要做光明的儿女，行事为人走在光中。
So we have to be a children of the light and walk unexposed.
第三啊，在第十五节啊。
Walk exposed, verse 15.
第十五节说，我们也要成为智慧的儿女。
That we have to be children of wisdom.
但是这里的智慧跟我们的学历并没有任何的关系。
And the wisdom referred here has nothing to do with worldly knowledge.
我们也都知道说啊，我们也知道说啊，一个人读书读得很多，不见得是个很有智慧的人啊。
I'm sure you know that you would agree that not a person who is knowledgeable may not be the wisest.
所以啊，智慧跟学历是没有关系的。
That wisdom is not correlated with your education.
智慧跟你的 IQ 也是没有关系的。
And wisdom may not be related to your intelligent quotient also.
说啊，在这里说什么叫做智慧的儿女？
So what does it mean to be a children of wisdom?
这里讲到几件啊。
Here mentions a few things.
第一个说你要谨慎行事。
That you should walk circumspectly.
就是啊，你每天啊，生活当中都非常注意你在做什么。
That you are careful and being aware of what you do every day.
就是你每次做一些事情，你会想说，哎，我这样子啊，应该有没有违背信仰，有没有违背我们的道理啊？
In all that you do, you'll think, will this break any rules or God's regulations?
就是啊，很自然的常常省察自己的生活。
Naturally, you often inspect your life.
所以有些信徒啊，他们在每天晚上。
So there are some members that I know.
他们每天晚上他会花一点时间在安静当中去想他今天做了什么事情。
They will reflect upon all the things that they've done for the day.
他会想说今天他说了什么话。
They'll reflect on the things that they've said.
有没有什么需要改进的？
Is there anything that needs to be improved?
有没有什么需要调整的？
Anything that needs to be adjusted?
有没有说错什么话需要去跟别人挽回去道歉的？
Have they said anything by mistakenly hurt others that they need to apologize for?
所以因为常常反省生活，所以谨慎当中走在光明。
So because they live circumspectfully and examine their daily lives, they are walking in the light.
这个叫做智慧的儿女啊。
This is a child of wisdom.
第二个这里讲说你要爱惜光阴。
Second, we must redeem our time.
说我爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Because the days are evil.
说什么最公平？
What's the fairest?
生命当中最公平的就是时间。
Time is the most
equitable. 不管你是谁啊。
Doesn't matter who you are.
你是尊贵的国王，或是贫穷的乞丐，你所拥有的时间一样。
Whether you are a prestigious king or a poor beggar, you have the same time.
一天就是24个小时。
You have 24 hours in a day.
你一个礼拜就是七天。
You have 7 days in a week.
不会说啊，因为你长得实在太漂亮了，所以你变成有八天呐。
You will not get 8 days.Because you look better.
所以啊，不管你是谁，一天就是24个小时，非常公平啊。
It doesn't matter who you are, you only get 24 hours a day. It's very equitable.
但是啊，虽然每个人的时间都一样。
But even though we all have the same amount of time.
但是一样的时间，它的刻度却代表了不一样的价值。
But the same amount of time have different values.
有的人啊，虽然过了24小时啊，但是里面没有任何的价值啊。
If you some for some people they have passed through 24 hours, but there's no value in those 24 hours.
但是啊，有的人那24小时啊，好像孔金咩，好像那个金子铸造的，非常有价值啊。
Others in their 24 hours, they can is very valuable.
所以啊，生命不在于它的长短。
So, our life does not depend on how long or short.
生命在于你怎么样活出你的时间。
Our life is dependent upon how you have lived through.How you have lived in those times?
就好像书一样啊。
Like a book.
全世界成千上万的书里面。
There are millions and millions of books.
有的书啊，薄薄的一本，但是它里面的内容却非常非常的精华。
Some books are very short, very thin, but it's got wells of knowledge in them.
但是啊，有的书啊，写的啰啰等，但是它里面啊，却是非常的无聊而没有意义。
Some books are very long-winded and boring.
所以啊，今天人生啊，不在于你活长活短，在于你怎么活你的日子。
So our lives are not dependent on how long we live, but the content of them.
有的人活很长。
Some people live for a long time.
但是他的人生就像百科全书一样 ，encyclopedia.
And their lives could be written into an encyclopedia.
每一页都有价值，每一页都有意义，每一页都能够给人带来好处。
Into volumes and volumes of value for others.
但是啊，有的人人生过得很长。
Others who live also a very long life.
却好像过期的电话簿一样啊。
But their lives are like an expired telephone.
虽然里面资料很多，但是没有一样有用的。
That it has a lot of information, but it's all expired.
因为都过期了。
Because it's lost.
所以啊，到最后就拿来干嘛？拿来垫桌脚啊。
It is not important. You can use it maybe to level the table.
一样厚厚一本，都没什么价值啊。
It is a very thick book.
所以啊，
but it's not valuable.
所以今天神给我们每一天的时间都是一样的。
So God has given all of us the same amount of time.
都是24个小时。
24 hours in a day.
我们就要想说，我们要怎么样去运用这24个小时呢？
So we have to think, how are we going to use the 24 hours?
使我们到最后人生的总量，就是总共加起来你人生的总量，在神面前是非常有价值的。
So that in the end, as an aggregate, we are very valuable to God.
所以在这里告诉我们说，不要做糊涂人啊，要善用我们的时间。
So that's why here it says, do not be fools. You must redeem your time wisely.
但是其实啊，在现在的时代，善用时间越来越困难。
So in our modern days, it's more and more difficult to use our time wisely.
因为我们有太多的东西在不经意当中吃掉了我们的时间。
Because there are so many things that waste our time.
尤其哈，我们虽然做了很多的，好像很忙碌，每天很忙碌，有很多需要做的事情。
It seems that we are very busy every day.
但是啊，这么多的事情占了我们这么多的时间，但是其实它不见得很有意义。
And all these things have taken a lot of time for us, but not all of them are meaningful.
而且把我们的时间全部都吃掉了。
And it ate up all the time.
你想说十几年前啊。
For example, just over a decade ago.
十几年前那时候电脑还很大台的时候。
When the computers were still humongous.
所以啊，开机又很慢，能做的事情也不多。
That it takes a long time for the computer to boot up.
所以啊，你啊，那个偶尔必须非要用的时候才给他用一下电脑啊。
So you were only forced to use the computer if you had to.
然后呢，剩下的时间陪家人陪儿女。
And the rest of the time, you might spend time with your family and children.
后来变小了。
And then the computer started to get smaller.
变成手提电脑。
And then it was become laptops.
是不是开始吃掉你的时间？
And have you noticed that then they started to take up more of your time?
接下来呢?
And then?
开始有智慧手机，有平板。
Then we have smart phones and tablets.
到最后，连你上厕所的时候都带进去啊。
In the end, you carry this device with you into the bathroom.
可能你一天就只有那个时候啊，可以这样子让脑袋空闲一下，空闲一下，让你自己安静一下。到最后也没有了。
Even the time that you used to have just to relax. Your brain, all that time is now gone.
因为你以前不可能把整台电脑桌机搬进厕所吧。
Because you may not carry your desktop or laptop into the bathroom.
老师有听说有人以前真的洗澡的时候还带一台电脑进去啊。
I have heard others who've taken their laptops.
也不怕漏电啊。
Or taken their computer into the bathroom when they shower.
真的啊，现在啊，讲实话，所谓的科技方便，却是在不知不觉当中吃掉了我们心灵安静的时间。
So, the modern technology, the advancement in modern technology slowly eating up our time.
所以现今的人为什么常常会觉得很那个心灵不稳定啊，就是很急躁，然后就是啊，好像啊，永远都安静不下来。
People have been shown more recently to feel more anxious.
就是从电视、电脑到手机到平板，它已经把你的世界全部占满了。
From TV to computers to laptops to tablets to smartphones, all these devices have filled our brain.
虽然好像很忙，但是觉得说突然发觉心灵很空虚。
We might seem busy, but we are empty inside.
我第一次到非洲的时候。
When I first visited Africa,
什么都带哦。
I brought everything.
不知道谁告诉我说非洲什么都没有，骗我哦。
Someone told me there's nothing there, so I brought everything.
我还带卫生纸。
I even brought toilet paper.
什么都带啊，那个热水壶啦，电脑啦，手机啦，那个吹风机啦，我全都带了。
I brought hair dryers, I brought laptops, I brought my smartphone.
我还带锅子。
I even brought some pots and pans.
结果去那边啊，发觉人家。什么都没有，也没有电啊。
And then I went there and I realized, well, there's nothing there, including electricity.
其实啊，它的都市里面什么都有啊。其实非洲有些都市里面啊，其实跟美国也差不了多少的。
Of course, in big cities, developed cities, they are no different than the cities here.
但是你离开都市，可能二三十分钟之后就回到200年前了。
But once you leave the city, it is very rural.
所以他们的乡下真的是什么都没有。
In the countryside, there is no electricity.
所以啊，带着电脑，带着热水壶，带着吹风机，人家没有电。
So I carried all these electronic devices, but to a place where there's no electricity.
所以啊，后来用到手机跟平板没有电的时候啊，人生就突然变成黑暗的。
So when my power source ran out, my life became dark.
真的啊，你知道一开始。没有这些东西的时候，你会突然发觉说，不知道自己活着要做什么啊。
Initially, when I lost connection with all these devices, I didn't know what to do.
没有 Wi-Fi, 没有电，不能够用任何的 gadgets.
There's no Wi-Fi. I cannot connect anywhere.
第一天，生命觉得非常的痛苦。
First day, I was very painful.
第二天，觉得自己非常的失落。
Second day, I was depressed.
第三天。 不知道自己要做什么，因为时间太多。
Third day, I had no idea what to do with myself with all the time I had left.
第四天突然发觉自己自由了。
On the fourth day,
那种感觉真的非常奇怪哦。
On the fourth day, then I realized I'm free.
啊，我还记得啊，突然发觉说，原来我有这么多时间可以去做其他的事情。
And then I realized, I actually had all this time to do all these other things.
啊，跑去外面啊，看那个非洲的看非洲的风景啊，跑去厨房看他们在煮什么啊。
I went to the kitchen to watch what they're cooking. I went to observe their lives.
啊，我印象最深哦。
Something that left a deep impression.
就是啊，我坐在蚊帐里面读圣经的时候。
That when I was in my mosquito tent reading the Bible.
啊，在我不知道的时候啊，那我突然发觉，哎，怎么有水滴到圣经上面啊？
When I was unaware, I realized, oh, my Bible's getting wet.
我自己都不知道，我泪流满面，我自己不知道呢。
I was crying as I was reading the Bible.
你就觉得说，好像那个圣经上的字啊，就浮出来在你的面前。
And I realized that the words of the Bible is floating and speaking to me.
啊，其实我那个时候也没有在读什么很感动的经卷啊，没有在读什么耶稣受死啊，没有啊，就是读圣经啊，读的泪流满面，我自己不知道。
I was just reading a normal passage. I was not reading particularly about Jesus' death or anything.
哦，吓我一跳，哎，怎么回事
？And that startled me.
啊，但是你会发觉说啊，自己很心灵很安静啊。
And I realized that my soul was quiet.
而且你会突然发觉，好像你离神很近呐。
And I realized that I was closer to God.
啊，所以有时候当我们的生命太忙碌
，So sometimes when we're too busy,
把我们所有的时间都吃掉了。
When those events have eaten up all our time,
你发觉说啊，在忙碌当中，你离神越来越远。
We realize that in our busyness, we have departed from God.
啊，连读圣经都读得很急呀！啊，不行啊，今天要读两章啊，读完了啊。
We are even haste in reading the Bible.
但是你读了，但是你的心却没有吃到任何的灵粮。
You've read, but you have not eaten, partaken any nutrients from it.
这就是如果我们时间被吃掉了。
This is what happens when your time is eaten up.
啊，所以在这里啊，说要让我们成为一个蒙神所爱的儿女。
So here, in order to become a loved children of God,
要求神给我们智慧。
We have to ask for wisdom.
要在智慧当中知道怎么样善用神给我们的时间。
In wisdom, we must figure out how to wisely use our time.
啊，使我们在这个有限的人生里面能够得到无限的价值。
That in our limited time on earth, we have to receive the unlimited salvation.
啊，我们今天早上的聚会分享就到这边。
This ends concludes our morning service.
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let us all kneel down and pray.